Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, we're going to move in here real quick. Clark Hunt and Governor Laura Kelly are making their way to the podium in Topeka, shaking hands with everybody. Man, that is a who's who in Kansas politics. Let's go to the podium now, courtesy of our partners at Channel 9.
At the podium, shaking hands. We want to listen in to what is going to happen next in this developing story in Topeka, Kansas.
Good afternoon. I'm David Toland. I serve both as Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce, and it is an honor to welcome you to this historic announcement. Today has been made possible by a group of dedicated people on this stage, in this room, and around our state who came together. Led by Governor Kelly, leaders put political party aside, they put personal agendas aside, and they put our state's future above all else. And now today's announcement, which Governor Kelly will make momentarily, will represent the largest economic win in Kansas history. And this win will also cement Kansas as a global destination for sports and entertainment. And it seems like Governor Kelly and I are making major announcements every few months, from Panasonic to Merck Animal Health to Hilmar Cheese. And with today's announcement, the Kelly administration has now topped $30 billion in committed private sector investment and 80,000 jobs. But the best part is, nothing is bigger than what we're going to announce today. Though, make no mistake, the Chiefs aren't just another economic win for Kansas. This is much bigger than that. The Chiefs are a part of who we are as Kansans. And now, they'll be such an important part of our future for years and for generations to come. Let me speak about our governor now. Since the moment that Governor Kelly took office, she's been on a mission, first to get our state back on track, and then to invest in the future and to make sure that Kansas is the best place in America to raise a family. She has done just that. Years ago, Kansas was making headlines for the wrong reasons. But today, now, we're making national and global news, and this time, for all the right reasons. Our future in Kansas is very bright, thanks to the leadership of a transformative governor. Please welcome our governor, Laura Kelly.
Good afternoon, everybody. And oh, what an afternoon it is. Before I get started, though, I need to recognize the good, hard work of our Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce, David Tolan, and his... superb team at Commerce. They worked day in and day out, around the clock, in concert with the legislature and with the chiefs to make this dream come true. We would not be here today were it not for David Tolan's patience, persistence, and perseverance. So on behalf of every Chiefs-loving fan, I thank you, David. But no, I will not be renegotiating your paycheck. You know, in my over 7 years, well, 7 years as governor, I've had the privilege of making some really big announcements, but none bigger than this. Today's announcement is truly historic. Actually, it's a little bit surreal. Today's announcement will touch the lives of Kansans for generations to come. Today's announcement is a total game changer for our state. Because today, we are announcing an agreement to bring our beloved Kansas City Chiefs right here to Kansas. Of the nation, I say, take heed. Kansas is not a flyover state. We are a touchdown state. You know, when I became governor in 2019, I first needed to fix Kansas, then to grow Kansas. And the way to do that was not only to attract new businesses and jobs to Kansas, but to change people's perceptions of our state. People needed to see Kansas for what it is, a place of innovation, a place where big things happen, a place where young people can pursue their dreams, truly the best place to live, work, and raise a family, a place they're proud to call home. A very cool place. And what could be cooler than being home to the Kansas City Chiefs? We are turning Kansas into a national center for sports and entertainment. We are making Kansas a tourist destination for the region, for the nation, and for the world. The economic impact of all of this is massive. The new stadium will be in Wyandotte County. It will be a world-class facility, the envy of professional sports. It will be surrounded by an entertainment district to beat all entertainment districts, hotels and restaurants and bars and more. Game day will be all day. And there's more, a lot more. The Chiefs will establish a new team headquarters and a brand new practice facility in Olathe, Kansas. All of this will amount to over 20,000 jobs and over $4 billion in economic impact. And that's just during the construction phase. That's electricians and construction workers, iron workers and carpenters, good jobs, jobs that support families. And very significantly, this agreement protects Kansas taxpayers. With the state's portion coming from revenue generated by the stadium, entertainment venues, and the Star Bond District, as well as lottery funds. So let me repeat, the state's portion of this project is paid for with revenue generated from the project, not with new taxes, not by shifting funding from other essential state services, but with the new revenue that will be generated by the project itself. You know, when we talk about the Chiefs in Kansas, It's not just about the dollars and the cents and the new jobs and the prestige. It's about bringing together two forces, the Chiefs and the state of Kansas, that have so much in common. A rich tradition, a solid work ethic, an all-for-one, one-for-all approach to living, a healthy competitive spirit, and a love of winning. The Chiefs won three Super Bowls over the past 5 years because they worked hard and they worked together. I can brag that it was during my tenure in office that the Chiefs were so successful. And also why they decided to move to Kansas. But this win is not mine alone to celebrate. Just look behind me on the stage. This got done because we brought Republicans and Democrats together at the local and state level. Everyone committed to doing what's best for Kansas and for our future. You don't often see this type of bipartisanship in our politics today, but that's how we do things here in Kansas, especially when the stakes are high. And to Clark Hunt and the entire Chiefs organization, you, your family, your entire organization are one class act. Winners on and off the field. And Clark, I know you chose Kansas because you've always got an eye on the future. Well, so do we. We've always been Chiefs fans, and now we are Chiefs family. Welcome home to Kansas.
Thank you, Governor Kelly, and thank you all for being here today on this very historic day for the Kansas City Chiefs and the Hunt family. When my father started the American Football League, he had big dreams, both for the league and for his team. And as he moved the team from the Cotton Bowl to Municipal Stadium to Arrowhead Stadium, his focus in every instance was to give the fans the best possible experience. Today is another step in that legacy of innovation and that fan-first mentality. At the Kansas City Chiefs, we chase big dreams. On the field, those dreams involve division titles, conference championships, and Lombardi trophies. But off the field, we are big dreamers as well. When the NFL started playing international games, we were among the first to sign up with the goal of bringing the Kansas City name all across the planet. When North America won the bid to host the World Cup, we helped lead the effort to bring the world's most popular tournament to our backyard. As the age of modern media changed the landscape for our fans, we became the first NFL team to create our own entertainment studio. And our community engagement efforts through the Hunt Family Foundation are dedicated to ensuring that our impact reaches far beyond football. We are big dreamers, and my family and I have devoted our lives to making big dreams come true. The state of Kansas came to us and told us about their big dream. It's a state-of-the-art stadium, a world-class training facility, a new team headquarters, and a vibrant mixed-use development. It's a public-private partnership whose primary beneficiaries are the citizens of the greater Kansas City area. It's a big dream, and today is a major step in making it a reality. Don't get me wrong, we have a lot of work to do. We're still early in the process. In the months ahead, we will hire an architect and a contractor and get to work on the 5+ year timeline to build a new stadium. And I can't say enough about our great partners. Thank you, Governor Kelly and Lieutenant Governor Tolan, for sharing your vision. Thank you, Senate President Masterson, Speaker Hawkins, and members of the LCC, for helping to make this vision a reality. Thank you to Mayor Watson, Mayor Bacon, and the local government leaders who have joined in their effort. Thank you to Mark Donovan, our team president, for working with leaders on both sides of the state line to make today possible. Chiefs fans everywhere owe you a debt of gratitude. I also want to say thank you to the leaders in Missouri. For more than 50 years, we've had a tremendous partners in Jefferson City, Jackson County, and Kansas City, Missouri. That partnership is not over, and we look forward to working together in the years ahead. Chiefs fans on both sides of the state line can tell you that the success that we've enjoyed together over the past decade has elevated the profile of the entire region. Sports are woven into the fabric of this community. And if you travel and go to New York or LA, to Europe or South America, you don't have to tell people which side of the state line you're from. You tell them you're from Kansas City. And there's a pretty good chance that the response might have something to do with the Chiefs. Regardless of where you live or where you're watching from today, I hope this team has made you proud. And I hope you are as excited as we are about this next chapter in Chiefs history. I'll close by saying this. In the 60 plus years of this franchise, we have called three stadiums home, and we have brought home a championship to every single one of those stadiums. Today's announcement ensures that for generations to come, Chiefs fans will have the best game day experience in the entire National Football League. That our children and grandchildren will have a place for their own unforgettable moments. And I promise you this, we'll do everything we can to bring trophies home to Kansas. Beginning with the 2031 season, the location of Chiefs games will change. But some things won't change. Our fans will still be the loudest in the NFL. Our games will still be the best place in the world to tailgate. And our players and coaches will be ready to compete for championships. Because on the field or off the field, we're big dreamers. And we're ready for the next chapter. Thank you very much.
So right now, he is presenting Governor Kelly with a Chiefs 31 jersey.
Wow.
And the governor is I don't know what's going on right now.
Hold on a second.
Oh, here comes somebody to the podium. And they are presenting Governor Kelly with a Chiefs football. Or perhaps she's presenting it to him, Clark Hunt.
Mr. Hunt, I want to celebrate your coming here. And the Department of Commerce had this wonderful trophy designed just for you. Just to celebrate today, and welcome to Kansas.
Thank you very much.
Welcome to Kansas, said the governor. All right, looks like that might be the end of the news conference here. And here comes the Lieutenant Governor. Let's stay with this cue for just a moment more. Here comes the Lieutenant Governor and Commerce Secretary.
In case you're wondering, the 31 on the jersey is for 2031, when the stadium will open in Kansas. So.
They thought it was my age.
Well, as both the Governor and Mr. Hunt have said, it takes a team to get us here, and this has been a truly bipartisan effort, and we're grateful to have our LCC members who just voted for this extraordinary agreement here on stage with us. And I'd like to introduce the LCC Chairman, Senate President Ty Masterson, and Vice Chairman Speaker
Dan. All right, phone lines are open at 913-586-7798. If you guys want to weigh in, we do have a call out, and it is very possible that we will get the Governor, Laura Kelly, on the program later this afternoon. Also, the senator who represents the area of Leavenworth, Lansing, and the Legends will be joining us here in just a few minutes. And Bob Fesco will also be joining us from 96.5 The Fan.
The governor quoting here saying, oh, what an afternoon it is that the announcement will touch lives of Kansans for generations to come. She said, quote, we've always been Chiefs fans. Now we are Chiefs family. Welcome home to Kansas.
Welcome home.
With a surprise announcement that the new team headquarters and brand new practice facility set to be built in Olathe. Olathe, congrats to you today. My goodness, what an announcement.
All right, 913-586-7798. We will grab a quick break here, Q, if that's okay with you. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
By the way, just announced, and yes, this is a fitting song, Big Head Todd and the Monsters coming to Kansas City Thursday, January 22nd at the Uptown Theater.
Did you hear the nod from Clark Hunt to the state of Missouri? For more than 50 years, we have had tremendous partners in Missouri, and that he said, quote, sports are woven into the fabric of our community. And he pointed out, when you travel, it doesn't matter what side of the state line you live on, you just say, I'm from Kansas City.
That's right.
Trying to maybe put his arms around,
soften the landing,
both sides of state line today, that no matter where you are, you can still be a Chiefs fan. It was a nice touch.
Robert in Blue Springs. Robert, hello.
Hey, how's it going? Congratulations to you, Kansas. But, this thing has been going on for a while. I have to ask the question. I know you guys talk about Quentin Lucas and Frank White. Mm-hmm. But where was Mike Parsons in all of this? You know, where was the leadership from Jeff City?
I often wondered, Robert, if the other politicians cared. So if St. Louis wanted something big and shiny, and you lived in Kansas City and represented Kansas Cityans, would you want to fork over all that money to St. Louis? And we sort of said the same thing along the way with Missouri, okay? People in the boot heel of Missouri, I think, understand the significance of keeping the teams. But it's a hard sell to get all of the lawmakers to say, let's put in all of this state money when they're struggling with, you know, potholes like everybody else in other parts of the state.
But
the same would be true of Kansas, but they got it done.
Clearly they did. But it is, let's not shy away from what this really is. This is embarrassing. Not only for the city of Kansas City, not only for Jackson County, but for the state of Missouri to lose a major NFL franchise, maybe the most successful in the last decade, is embarrassing. And there's no sugarcoating what just happened today. If you are Missouri's governor, if you are, I don't want to put this on Phil Lavota, the new Jackson County executive. He's barely gotten his his feet wet. But if you're Mayor Lucas, this is embarrassing. There's no question about it. Let's go to Anonymous in Overland Park. Hello.
Oh, hey, how y'all doing today? Great afternoon. If you didn't know this was going to happen, then you're very oblivious, as well as you're very naive with everything that's been going on and all the new building that's been going on I-70 West. If you paid attention to everything, what they talked about and what everything has been going on in the news and what's been said, and then the developers, the same developers that went out and developed SoFi Stadium out in California, they're not just going to develop and pull up 3D printers just for, you know, for shows, just to have it, just to have it. You ought to know something was going to be happening.
Yeah.
But again, that's just personal opinion. I just think if you didn't know this was already going to happen, then you were very naive.
All right. I do appreciate the call. Do not discount what the state of Kansas is doing. They got the American Royal from Missouri. As of 30 minutes ago, the Kansas City Chiefs, it's highly likely they're about to steal the Kansas City Royals.
They're going to try.
Mayor Lucas has said today, gloves are off. This border war truce no longer exists.
You heard the governor say many, many months ago that when I talked about the border war truce, Governor Kelly said, we weren't talking about the teams.
Mm-hmm.
You remember she said that?
That's right.
We can have a truce with everything else except the teams. And I would remind everyone as of Friday, except for Lockton, which just announced it is moving its headquarters from the plaza to Leawood.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Standing by for Senator Jeff Klemp of Leavenworth. His district includes the Legends, where the Chiefs' new stadium will be built. He'll be calling in here in less than 5 minutes.
The construction of said stadium, quoting here from Governor Laura Kelly, will create 20,000 jobs and brings with it a $4 billion boost in economic impact. I did not have the new team headquarters and practice facility heading to Olathe on my bingo card today, but City of Olathe, wow, you will be the new home of their brand new team headquarters and their practice facility.
Governor Mike Kehoe is speaking right now in Jeff City. Couldn't help but notice he is not wearing a red tie. Let's go to John in Blue Springs. John, hello.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. This is, you know, I'm on the Missouri side, obviously. You're absolutely right when you said this is embarrassing. This is an absolute failure of local leadership. It displays their impotence for the nation to see. And, you know, to a point that was made earlier, that the boot heel doesn't identify with Kansas City. You know, when the Chiefs win Super Bowls, everybody in Missouri celebrates. So even though they're not tied directly to Kansas City, you know, those far-flung places in Missouri still identify with successful Missouri teams. And somehow, assuming it's true, Laura Kelly said that tax dollars are not going to this. This is all
privately funded.
Funded by, right, the revenue that this generates. So this is a huge blow to Kansas City and Missouri, and the $4 billion impact that this has on the Kansas side is going to become a deficit on the Missouri side. So very disappointing.
There's no doubt about it, John. For every action, there is an equal reaction, right? And what does this mean fiscally, financially for Missouri?
It's huge.
Governor Kelly is speaking to reporters now, and I don't know if we can pull some of this up for a second. She was just asked about Mayor Quentin Lucas and said, and this is me reading on closed captioning, she just spoke with him.
I think we've heard Clark Hunt talk about they've got a lot of work to do, but I'm sure they're totally up to that task.
Do you know when construction's supposed to start, either one of you? It's about 18 months of design, and then construction is a three-year period. The stadium will open in the fall of 2031.
But the design, that'll start when?
Probably tomorrow.
Design, hear that, Scott? Design starts tomorrow? And they are looking at 18 months of design. When asked about Mayor Quentin Lucas, she said she spoke with him. He's hurt. He's feeling this, but he understands.
Let's go to Senator Jeff Klemp of Leavenworth, my hometown, who also represents the area around the Legends Complex, which is where they are going to build the new Chiefs Stadium. Senator Klemp, good afternoon. Welcome.
Hey, I appreciate it. Dan and Scott, thank you so much.
Well, and Senator, as native Kansans, we are thrilled about this announcement. I've lived in Kansas every day of my life, but we understand that the folks on the Missouri side are hurting a little bit today. I loved the nod to bringing everyone together where Clark Hunt said at that podium, wherever you travel, whether it's internationally or in the United States, we all say we're from Kansas City. And does that not ring true today?
It absolutely does. And I do think that there is a sting to your point you just made. And I do feel that there's going to be some immediate frustrations. And, you know, you can kind of see those in some of the comments from the mayors and over the last few days. And all I can say is, you know, from a Kansas perspective, we're looking here to move forward together. And I think, you know, there's a lot that's going to happen on both sides of the state line. And I'm a huge fan of Missouri as well. They're a wonderful state and a ton of opportunity on that side as well. But the Kansas City Metro is who won today. We got to keep the Chiefs in the Kansas City Metro, and there's a huge win for doing that.
We're speaking with Senator Jeff Klemp of Leavenworth. His district includes the Legends Complex. Senator, it's our understanding that the Chiefs have bought up, or affiliates of the Chiefs have bought up, five separate plots of land out by the Legends. Is there any indication where they might go?
You know, I think that the acquisition or having the rights to those are two different things, but they have been very active in looking for multiple sites to maximize their negotiation. And I think it was a smart play on their side of things. And if you look at the different locations that are available, you have the space that's in between the NASCAR stadium and the distribution center. If I'm not mistaken, it's 190 acres, which is a similar size complex to where they're at today. You also have the area where the Mattel theme park was going to go. That is struggling to move forward, but so there's an opportunity there that's about the same size. If you think there's three different owners of that piece of property. On the other side of 435 on the east side, there's 240 acres over there. But I do think all three of those locations, and you throw in a sandstone or you throw in where we all probably used to have our Orange Julius's over at the mall back in the day, I think that there's a handful of spots. But your proximity to the entertainment district, and as you heard, if you're listening, there's a wonderful entertainment district that's going to continue to expand. And if you look at what we have today, plus the expansion, you'll already have, first of all, the road infrastructure. You're going to have the entertainment venues, and you're still going to have your world-class tailgating, because a lot of us veterans like myself, we love to do the tailgating. But for those in cold weather, you're going to be able to really see the establishment start to blossom and really take advantage of such a close proximity to a stadium.
Did I just hear you inadvertently drop the possibility of the Indian Springs Mall site?
You know, whether that's I'm going to start some rumors today, but whether that's a site for the Royals or if that's a site for something else, there's a wonderful expansion opportunity. I think that that's probably less so for the Chiefs, but the only point I was trying to make is there's really a handful of good locations.
Yeah.
There's some that are optimal, and I do think that kind of watching the Clark's team kind of manage through this process, they're very savvy, and they're going to want to be in the right location at the right price to maximize the value to the consumers.
Senator, you talk about price and you talk about cost and the money that had to be raised and the different fiscal decisions that had to be made. Is one of those the renaming of Arrowhead and somehow farming that out to a corporation like we've seen all of the other stadiums do? Or do you think we retain the name Arrowhead on the Kansas side?
I'll get ahead of my skis. I think, you know, there's a real story to be told in retaining the name. You think about how we're building. So 70% of the build costs are going to be available through Star Bonds, which is a bonding mechanism that is through third-party entities. So as you heard in the presentation, it does keep the Kansas taxpayer out of it. I do think that that is holistically correct. And I look at that, and whether, you know, the Hunt team buys back the bonds or they're right in the middle of playing a role in that, or there's a large investor, there will always be a conversation for a renaming. But I think there's a whole lot of fans and the Chiefs Kingdom that would like to see it stay the same.
Senator, is it a foregone conclusion that this new stadium in Western Wyandotte County in your district is going to be a dome?
I think that's a fair, that's absolutely. I think that the dome is what creates, you think about economic impact, when you can have a 365, 24 hours a day solution that has a dome for entertainment venues and a soon to be married, you know, Taylor Swift and, you know, those kind of concerts in a wintertime and just the additional events that we would then qualify for, whether that's a Super Bowl or other types of events. You don't get that unless you have a dome. Well, and I do think go ahead.
And that's my next point. I mean, if it is a dome, you're opening up the possibility for Final Fours, for Super Bowls, Super Bowls in Kansas City.
Right. Yeah. I mean, how cool is that? Right. It's. I don't think I'd be. I didn't think in my lifetime we'd be having this conversation, but there's so much. That you're exactly right on now qualifying for a Super Bowl and or even a World Cup. You think about the 600,000 to 700,000 people that are going to come in next year in for the month,
yep.
And there's 600,000 people going to be in our community. We're going to see some of that urban sprawl from that event all the way to Leavenworth, which is another area that I represent. So there's some wonderful things happening across state lines, but I think you now are available and you qualify for significant events. And to the governor's point, you know, we're going to be a world-class destination. You already are to some degree with Sporting KC that's there, NASCAR that's there. And now you create this additional, probably one of the most recognized franchises in the world that's going to now be based in Kansas. I think we're set up for generations to really be excited and be loyal fans to a wonderful organization. And to the point on the Hunts, I'll tell you, they live and breathe what their spirits, not just the Chiefs, but you think about what they've done for our community. They've been very active in our community in a lot of different ways. So I think I couldn't be more excited to be a part of this, also have it in the district that I represent. And Wyandotte County is just a booming community, and all of that's going to have a trickle-down effect into counties that surround it, and that's coming up to Leavenworth, that's extending past
sure.
Acer and Piper and areas that I know really well. But it's
Senator
Scott, I think that, yes, ma'am.
Real quick, yeah. And I apologize for interrupting, but we're up against the break. Can you give us a little peek behind the curtain? Because this was such a dream, and everyone talked about it. There was so much ink spilled about where this was going to go, even on the Missouri side. What sure. was the defining moment, or was there a defining moment you can share with us where this shifted from maybe we could possibly to this looks like this is going to happen?
Yeah, so we had the Representative Reichman, and this would be over probably 18 months ago, started. He's now one of the lead negotiators on the side of the Chiefs for this relationship. He started talking about this in the legislature. This began in the legislature, and it was as this thing had continued to grow and excitement continued, they went into a special session before last session to approve that we would be open to having robust conversations. The governor and Lieutenant Governor or Secretary Toland, they then became very heavily involved. And I'll tell you what, if you give some kudos to Commerce Secretary David Toland, he's been really grinding away on this deal. And as that's evolved, he's been really hands-on. His entire team deserves a whole lot of credit here. And as that rolled over, times where things stalled or slowed down, the legislative council would give a little nudge. But at the end of the day, all the deals were presented. The legislative council with Senate President Ty Masterson had to be the final approval, or this wouldn't have gotten done. We're sitting here today, and they went into executive session finished off that that negotiation and came out with a successful positive, we're moving forward. So there's a whole lot of good hands in the middle of this, whether it's the governor, Secretary Toland, or Secretary of Commerce, David Toland, who is also our lieutenant governor, and also the legislative council. They all played a fantastic role in making sure that we all move together. Kind of the rising tide lifts all boats here.
Hey, Jeff, we're way late on the break. Can we hold you over for, and we're only going to have like a minute or two on the other side, but can we hold you over?
You bet, bud.
All right, all right, stand by. That's Senator Jeff Klemp of Leavenworth. All right, on the hotline is Senator Jeff Klemp of Leavenworth. Senator, do appreciate your patience. Thank you for it. The mayor of Kansas City, within the past hour, has said that the gloves are off in regards to the border war truce. Is that fair?
You know, I think that all that does is create some energy that's probably not helpful to both either state. And I would just urge him to, we came out on the winning side of this, so it's easier for us to say this on our side because we're now the home of the Chiefs. But I think you can get both groups into a little bit of a challenge or a pickle if we start to go back after this border war, because I don't think it benefits anybody. The only thing we left out when we had the truce, we did call out that stadiums and teams were not part of that. So I do feel like there's a conversation there, and it's probably worth our legislators and folks on our side extending the olive branch to try and move forward in a way that's responsible, that helps both sides kind of move forward.
Well, that's a fair point. We have 2 minutes or less, you're right. The Governor Kelly said that the teams were not included in the border war truce, but yet the state of Kansas has secured the American Royal. Late last week, I don't need to remind you, Lockton announced that it was leaving the plaza and going to Leawood. Clearly, the state of Kansas is not immune to going into Missouri and pulling in entities into the state of Kansas.
I would say, I would look at it, a great point, but I would look at it from those entities are reaching out and being, and as far as when you see a climate that's a little different than you're already in the Kansas City metro, you like a climate a little bit better, because it's more conducive to being in business, you are going to see some of that start to happen in ways that are meaningful. And it's I'm appreciative Lockton is energized to move over to Lenexa. And there's also a discussion about the Royals, and that'll be a great discussion if we had more time, because there's some real things that need to happen there, because where they were looking created some angst, and there's a lot of wonderful opportunities on where they could go as well.
Senator, quick, can you put a timeline on the Royals' decision? Do you think we will know, and if so, when will we know?
We have 20 seconds.
Yeah, I think the decision is going to be driven off of putting a multitude of different wonderful locations in front of them, and I think there's great locations in Missouri as well, but we're going to put our best foot forward like we did on the Chiefs, and a lot of times we'll come out successful.
Senator Klemp, go ahead. I don't mean to interrupt you, but we're up against a heartbreak. Do appreciate your time. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Congratulations.
All right. News coming up in 1 minute here on Dana and Parks.
If it's time for a refresh in your bedroom, living room, dining room, there has never been a better time to get to the Furniture Mall with locations in Olathe and Lee's Summit. And hey, in the first part of next year, the Northland, yep, talking to you, Northland, you're getting a Furniture Mall. Right now, no matter where you're listening, they have year-end inventory reduction hot buys on a huge selection of in-stock items while they last. You can enjoy now, pay over time with their special financing. Hurry in before those are gone, limited time only. From ready-made to custom-made, they have it all at the mall. And remember this, they also have free design services at the Furniture Mall. Yes, complimentary design services for any of you who want more hands-on help like we did. They will even show you what your furniture is going to look like at the very last minute before you spend a dime. You can even swap pieces around with their 3D modeling tool. We did that and you're going to love it. Also, more than 100 mattresses in stock right now if you are in the market for a mattress. Go to thefurnituremall.com today. Thefurnituremall.com. Oh, yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Gentlemen.
All right, let's
drop out of ABC News. Mayor Quentin Lucas is speaking now at City Hall.
Kansas City government has worked hard along with the state of Missouri and our new county administrative team to put before the chiefs a compelling offer of more than $1.5 billion in public support for the chiefs to remain at their legendary home at Arrowhead Stadium. One city or one county cannot outmatch competing offers from a state in modern professional sports, and our collaboration with our Missouri partners has been essential. Although our conversations with the team extended to as recently as late last week, we understand that our very fair and very responsible financial offer of taxpayer support was surpassed thus far by an even more robust public financing package in Kansas. We are professionals and understand the Chiefs have a business to run, and today that the Chiefs made a business decision. We wish them well as they pursue their legislative and administrative steps ahead in Kansas, but remain committed to ensuring Arrowhead Stadium, Missouri, Jackson County, and Kansas City remain an option should the deal not conclude. In the event a new Kansas-based facility is built, we will wish them great success in their new suburban home. While I had my serious differences on this issue with former Jackson County Executive Frank White and wish the processes and obstacles in 2023 and early 2024 could have proceeded differently, I, along with the governor, the county executive, city administrative staff, and other officials, have worked collaboratively and nonstop over the past year to provide a fair and robust offer for the teams, exceeding almost all prior pledges of public support in National Football League markets. Our unified, hardworking, and exceptional team will continue our strong efforts as we work to retain the Kansas City Royals in a transformational downtown facility. Great cities hold great venues, which provide not only revenue benefits, but also employ thousands, expose residents and visitors alike to new areas and businesses, and provide brand and cultural benefit to key parts of our community. While the Chiefs aren't going far away and aren't gone yet, today is a setback as a Kansas Cityan, as a former Chiefs season ticket holder, and as a lifelong Chiefs fan. Today is a loss for the communities of East Kansas City, Independence, Raytown, and some of our favorite places en route to the stadiums, like LC's Barbecue. Today is a loss for the Arrowhead tradition that so many of us in the Chiefs kingdom hold dear. At the new location, folks will make new memories. But for those of us who remember the painful days, like 3 missed field goals as a playoff one seed, and the joyous ones, like hoisting the Lamar Hunt Trophy for that first time at Arrowhead Stadium in 2020, years growing up and growing old in the Arrowhead parking lot, and the outdoor stands that in the elements were one of the few places in our community where we came together, breaking through divides of age, hometowns, race, income, and politics. This will be a tough adjustment. I wanted my two young sons and your children and your grandchildren to get to experience that same Arrowhead experience. Years ago as a kid, my family was homeless for a while, and we lived in a motel not too far from the stadium. I knew we struggled, but I believed nothing was cooler than living within a stone's throw of what I thought then and think today is the greatest stadium in football. Like a lot of parents in Chiefs Kingdom, my single mother scraped some money together to get me to Arrowhead Stadium for my first game. 300 level upper deck for a 30-7 preseason loss against the Buffalo Bills in 1993. I've been hooked ever since. Business decisions are a reality, and we all understand that. But Arrowhead Stadium is more. It's family, it's tradition, and it's a part of Kansas City that we will never leave. Are there any questions for any of you? Yes, ma'am.
Clark Hunt spoke to media over in Topeka. He mentioned that it felt like Kansas had a more united front, and it felt like he was speaking to Kansas City, Jackson County, and the state of Missouri separately. Can you comment on this and how that might change or affect conversations with the Royals going forward?
You know, what I will say in regards to the Kansas City Royals is this, that I had a conversation with Governor Kehoe, with County Executive Lavoda, and everyone is working together and locked in to make sure that we can do good work to keep that team, not just in Kansas City, but to build a transformational downtown facility. I have no concern of the differences. I think many of you covered the past discussions and conversations as they existed with the prior county executive. There were differences of opinion in terms of the desire to retain these teams, the desire for different tax initiatives, funds, etc. I do think long-term that's something that we need to look to from this story. Kansas worked together across political aisles, across different levels of government. I think that was clear and important for them. And I commend Governor Kelly, whom I consider a friend, on making sure they organize that effort. I think going forward, Missouri, regardless of the politics, needs to make sure they're doing the same. But I will say this on behalf of Kansas City. I said in my remarks that we are not the landlord for the teams, either one right now. But throughout this process, dating back to 23, certainly through 2024, and immediately after the election, we have visited with these teams nonstop. We have made sure they know that we will work all that we can do to make sure they stay. It's just unfortunate that myself and the city council can't create star bonds. Next question.
The Chiefs, even prior to the April 2024 vote, specifically Mark Donovan said that the area surrounding Arrowhead was not worthy of development. What role do you believe the area there played in the fight that you had? And do you believe now that they are building a stadium district, that that was always their intention of something that they would want?
You know, I have a few comments on that. First of all, I think the world of Mark Donovan, I think he's a good executive, and you've seen the Chiefs' success relate to that. All that being said, those are good people, good, hard-working Kansas Cityans, Americans, and frankly, good, hard-working Chiefs fans, who, as I noted before, are proud to be close to that stadium. You know, when I was a homeless kid in a motel, I didn't have a lot to be proud of. I was proud of being close to Arrowhead. And so what city government, county government, and everyone involved needs to make sure they do is work to make sure that we continue to invest in that area. We cannot forget about East Kansas City. Frankly, what I think makes Arrowhead now somewhat special is that it is a melting pot of everyone. And frankly, the area around it is too. And so, no, it is not surrounded by fancy hotels. It is not surrounded by things you can spend $1,000 or $2,000 at. But you ask yourself at a certain point in life, does everything have to be? Can there be a place where we actually all come together? And I think that's what Arrowhead Stadium certainly was, and I hope that's what we see in the future. Yes, sir.
Do you feel like Frank White, this is his lasting legacy, is moving the Chiefs to Kansas?
I think Frank White's going to have a legacy of a great baseball player in Kansas City, and I think it'll come back to that. I think there will be a lot of discussions and probably after actions about what happened with these teams. Why did they go on the ballot together? Why did all the separate things happen along the way? And I certainly wish we could replay a lot of those steps. That being said, we're looking forward now. Forward for us is making sure that we continue to have good but responsible conversations with
Kansas. All right, that is the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quentin Lucas. Interesting answer there to the legacy of Frank White, where he said, I think his legacy will be that of a great baseball player.
Be back in, fellas.
Well, you cannot overstate the significance of this announcement today. It's finally here, and there's few times we're sort of speechless, but now that it's happened, Dave, just wow.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.